to the Mug Meeting Summaries podcast. I'm Gilbert Detilieu. Our March meeting's RTFM topic featured Brad Vokey talking about the sort and unique commands.
My name's Brad.
Hi.
I'm going to go over two commands, and I'm very new to this, so this whole public speaking thing. So the first one's sort, and I've got a sample file that I made up. So basically, sorts files or input and writes it out to the standard output. So I've got a file here. And can everybody see that? Do we need to make it bigger? Make the font size bigger? So it's just some random data I kind of threw together. Then you'll see we got some things that are duplicated and whatever. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to put that through sort. So we're going to sort sample. And you'll see that it kind of did some sorting. It put Adam first, then me, then space Doug, then Gilbert, Kat, Kevin, and so on and so on. Actually, that did more than I thought it was going to do. Why did it do the dash B automatically? Is that something with Ubuntu? Normally, when you do this with a standard GNU sort, Doug would not show up there. Doug would show up at the very beginning because he has a space in the beginning there. Is there an alias?
You got the command line. Not
dash B? Dash
just alias space sort. Let me show you
what. Interesting. Well, normally that typo would only happen if you did a dash B, which would mean ignore leading blanks, and then we would be able to do the sample file. So let's see if this does any difference.
Same thing.
Yeah. So that normally would put Doug in the right spot because he has a space in front of his name for some reason. Someone put
backslash
a space.
Sort.
I'm not sure you're a well constructed example.
Sort.
Not my laptop, so.
And do a sample without the B.
That'll like that? Push,
yeah, that'll get rid of any alias. No?
No.
Weird.
I think it has to do with your
locale.
Your locale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try lang equals C and then sort.
Not capital lang.
Get off to be capital.
L-A-N-G. All caps.
All caps.
Like a.
So it's a very
yeah.
Do I need a thing?
No. Either way, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And just a little or a big C?
Big.
Big C.
Yeah,
I'll
try
it
again.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll do it?
An export?
No, sort.
Do the export or do the sort?
Don't you need an export?
Might need the
export. Export space C. Yeah. No, oh, sorry, lang.
Lang.
Export lang? Space.
And now do the sort?
Yeah.
Now. Hey! Well, that's good, because who knows what else might have been changed for all the other
See,
flags.
In the default locale, the space basically doesn't count for anything. It's just sorting
sense.
According to alphabetics.
Okay.
That's number one.
What's
so,
the C? What's the language of C?
It's essentially the C language, pseudo-language. And so basically it's
Back
not doing any natural language rules. It's just using the old rules, which were straight ASCII correlating sequence.
And it was another thing you could see it was doing there, too. Now that we've done the
you'll also
one.
Notice
Kevin
is at the very
bottom.
End because it's a lowercase k.
Yeah.
So it's now doing a case-sensitive sort as well.
Mm-hmm. And now that normally is being done with the dash F, which is kind of a... there. And that's how we normally get sort to do that behavior where Kevin with the lowercase goes in where he belongs. And F stands for folding, if you need to try and remember something. Fold, lowercase, to uppercase.
And now the minus B should do.
And now the minus B can do both those things.
Yeah.
Cool. And the next thing that I wanted to talk about was sometimes you need it in reverse order. So there's an R flag you can throw in, too, and gives everything backwards, starting from Trevor all the way down to Adam. And then the next thing we've got to do is do some interesting stuff. Because sometimes this is just basic. You're getting the whole line basically sorted. And what sort does is it actually sorts the whole line right to the end. So what if we just want to sort by, let's say, sex, which is the second kind of field. So then they have a switch that is dash K for sorting a field. And you can say, I want to do the second one.
Does
but
it
that
start
doesn't
number
work.
Zero?
Oh,
you have to do it before
the sample.
Oh, yeah, right. No, it does not sort start at zero.
The old way did. The new way doesn't. Get used to the new way because the old way's going
away. The old way's going away. But you'll see this isn't doing right either because it's not seeing that male is a second field. So what it's doing is defaulting that a space is your separator between fields. So it really is sorting the 1, 142, the 10, 199, and on. because it's saying that's the second field. The first field is Rob to April. So then we got to specify, okay, well, I want to actually specify my fields, and that's with the dash T. And then you can just specify a field. I want the I want to do a separator. It's the separator that you want to specify. So I want to make it the comma. So I want to separate the fields by comma, and I want to sort on the second field, and we're still doing that DNF, which is almost always what you want, which is probably why they made it the default in this locale. So now you see we're sorting, should be, females first, and then males, and then an unknown at the end. And let's say we want to sort by, let's say, age. So that may be the third field. And again, this is all random data. And now we're sorting by age. We got starting with 22, 24, 25. But Rob is 8, and he's at the end. He should be at the beginning. So that we got to do, we got to tell sort. We want to do a numeric sort. Because really now it's sorting by the first field. 4 is bigger than, or 8 is bigger than 4.
It's character.
Right. So we want to tell it, we want to sort by n for numbers. So we're doing blanks, skip the blanks. F was the sort fold, the lowercase to uppercase, and then N is saying also sort by numbers. And now we should be sorted. 8's at the beginning, 22, 24, 25, and on and on and on. And there is another flag called G. The N flag does it by a string, numeric string sort. It kind of aligns up the decimals and looks at the string, which means it can be any length of number. It won't overflow on you. But it doesn't do exponential numbers, you know, powers, stuff like that. So the G can do that if that's something you need to do.
Drag two fields?
Yes, you can. If you want to sort by three, you can throw in a comma. Well, actually, I'll show you this. We don't need that. I can just go think like this, do by three. Do we have anything there that's common so you can see that it's doing the sort? Yeah, the 45. So I'm 45 here at the end. So we'll sort that, and then we'll sort by, I guess, the last field, 128 and 129. That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth field. And that should sort. Of course, it's no difference. How about if we did a reverse? Here's another little trick. Let's see if it's going to work. Mm-hmm. You should be able to specify, I want that one reversed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That there worked. You go. Now we're good.
That gets complicated.
You can also specify, like, a numeric modifier.
Yes, you can put the N's in there, you can put the F's in there, and you can put the B's in there, too. So if there's one thing you want, it's with blanks and one without, you can specify each one.
I think you can do comma-separated lists.
Yeah, I guess the dash K. Well, no, the comma-separator is, it's a different thing. It's when you start going start and end.
Of fields. It's, yeah, if you just specify minus K and then a number, it will actually sort starting with that field, but going all the way to the end of the record.
That's right.
So if you want to restrict the field,
you
got to
do that.
Field, you do, yeah, K.
That says sort, starting with column three, or sorry, field three.
Field three only.
But stop at the end of field three. Yeah. And then it only sorts that, not the rest of the file. And it's also, you can do, it gets a little bit more complicated. You can also put decimals in here and specify start at field three. Well, we'll make this a little bit more simple here. Let's get some of this out of here. Let's just sort by field two, which was sex, right, I believe?
K2.
Oh, K2. Let's sort by sex again. Oh, we're doing reverse? No.
Oh, you're doing a numeric sort of.
Oh, yeah, numeric on sexes doesn't work. Basically, numeric sort says any character is the same as any other character. It's only going to hit a number that I'm going to do something different. So now we sorted now, female, male, and unknown. So let's say we just want to sort, let's on the first, actually this works better on name. Let's sort on the name, and just the name. Let's sort of a name, okay. Let's just sort on the first couple characters in the name. Let's start, how'd this go? 2? And end it at 1.4. We're going to look at, I think this is zero indexed, the character part.
That's probably
one. I know it's one, it is one indexed, I think. So now we should be sorting.
Now your second character is in order.
Anyhow, that's what that little dot notation, which really looks confusing, but that's what it's in there for, to sort by field and then by character. There's also some other things you can sort by. They're hardly ever used, because whoever has actual months laid out like that, but that's why I threw them in there. If you want to sort by that month that's in there, which is field 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So if we just do that, it's going to put April, August,
December.
Yes. Alphabetical, right?
Yeah.
So there's a thing to say, well, I want to sort by months. And again, you can put it here globally, or I could put it by the end of the four. And it's a capital M. And now it should sort January, February, March, April, May, and on. And there's another one. It's called phone directory order. It's a dash D. That kind of assumes, it kind of ignores all the abbreviations, the points and the extra spaces in the names, and kind of just sorts it as a phone book would. So again, that's when it's less useful, but...
Is there an option to sort IP addresses?
Yeah, it should just be a standard dash N. Or actually, no, without the N.
Not necessarily. It's trickier than it seems.
Yeah. You'd have a dot zero in the middle of it.
You know what? I would probably separate that up, use the dot as the field separator, and then sort each.
Well, unless it was embedded in a bunch of other norm things.
Yeah. And then the other thing, let's go back to that, maybe that sex one, which was field two. I don't even know if we did this. Is that the sex one? Females on top. And then you can also throw in, this kind of leads me into my next command, which was unique. Sort has a built-in unique. Just type in the dash U as one of the commands. And that'll kick out, if you look there, you know what, I didn't do the two dash two.
No,
it kicked out one of mine,
because
that was till the end of the line.
Oh, because it was completely...
Right. Let's just make this, just look at the sexes and not the rest of the line. And now we're just getting cat's female, Adam's a male, Trevor's unknown. That's basic three. So that's pretty much my rundown of sort. Any questions before we go on to unique? But these are pretty basic commands.
I'm a database guy, so this is pretty interesting. Can you actually, when you're doing a sort like that on a unique, can you pull that unique data and export it somewhere?
Well, you can... That's basically what we're doing. We've got that as standard output. Now I can pipe that or put it into a file or whatever.
Yeah, but if I want to, I've got 5,000 items and I've got 500 unique items in the list, that's how I would find it, correct?
Yeah. This is going to find the first unique, right? But,
yeah,
which
it,
is fine.
Yeah, but it'll list my uniques, right? Mm-hmm. Now, is there any way of, while you're doing that sort, extracting the data and piping it into an output file?
Or just
type all that data into an open file and parse it later.
Yeah. And then just put that into a file.
Yeah, I can do that.
Right?
Or you use cut.
Right? And then if I cut the output, that'll just be what we have there.
Okay, that'll do things.
Yeah. You may actually find unique more powerful, which is why I'll go into that now. Because this gives you basically that first line that is unique, but sometimes you may want some other things that unique can give you. Basically, unique, the command, takes lines and sorts them. And basically, no, it discards the lines that aren't unique. And then they have, there's different ways you can go about it, too. Where's the one thing in here? The stuff, a couple things I didn't go to, you know, I think I got rid of it. There was something about, it can also tell you if the file is, okay, that was sort, the other two things in sort. Sort can tell you if the file is already sorted. So there's a, I think it's a dash C, is that the one it was? Or you tell sort dash C, and it'll basically give you a, I didn't even really do it, it was two other things. One was,
does it use the exit codes to tell you whether it's sorted?
Maybe it was the exit codes or something.
That'd be sweet.
So that way you don't have to get output, it just says, yeah, it's sorted, no, it's not sorted kind of thing. And then the other one was, maybe at the top here, my notes. And oh, a merge. You can tell sort to merge a whole bunch of files together, so you don't have to do it ahead of time with catting a whole bunch of them together. Just sort a whole bunch of files. It'll pull them all together and put them as one big file.
Well, so
no, because it's going to build up for you.
Oh, so when you sort them,
well,
do you have to pipe them
with
the
minus M option, it assumes the individual files are sorted, and all it does is a straight merge.
Oh, is that what it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but without the minus M, it'll do a sorted merge of everything.
Right, okay. Sam, back to unique.
We're a little short on time.
Okay, let's go. The biggest thing that with unique, so let's just do and show what our sample file was as our basic file. So if we go unique on sample, it's going to basically just kick out the one line because I got two. There's three Brads in there, and there's only one of them that's actually an exact duplicate, right? So what's kind of cool, you can do in the dash C, and that gives you counts. And there's your, I got two that are Brads. And the other unique thing, the other difference between unique and sort is that sort, you can use any field separator. Unique needs it to be either a space or a tab, as that's what it uses. So if I'm going to start doing unique stuff on this file, basically I have to switch that comma over to a tab. And then you can start working with it a little bit better. So I don't know how much more time we have here, but... I still have my notes. Sample. And basically, I'm just going to pipe that into a translate command or translate all commas into. And the reason why I didn't do this before is because it's really hard to tell sort to use tabs. It can be done, but you have to enter the tab in the command line, which is, I always find, really difficult depending on what shell you're using. So that should translate all the ones into tabs, and then I can do a unique. And that's basically the same op we had before, but now with tabs. And now I can actually start doing stuff on fields. So now we can say what's unique with dash S is the one for the fields. Basically what it is actually it's dash F. So that way it works with unique is that the dash F is skipping fields before it starts looking at the comparison. So I want to skip the name field and now just start with the sex field. And so now we're thinking like a zero index thing. Sort was non-zero index, now with the new POSIX implementation. Now we're looking at, this should just give me, what sort of happened? Oh, you know what? We might have to sort this too first. Did that work?
Nope. This is unique only items that are in group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, so all the others.
On the second
field. Sort on the second field?
Yes.
Either
yeah.
You've got more than one male right next to each other anyway.
Oh, yeah, so this should be sort dash. Oh, great, I've got to do the sort beforehand. Anyway, this is getting complicated. But I'm running out of time here anyhow, so any more stuff on unique or anything?
Just want to point out that the combination of sort and unique and tools like sed and tr and awk or even just cut can be very useful for going through log files and producing statistical summaries of whatever. Looking for commonality in log files and getting frequency counts for them.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brad.
All right.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more MUG meetings summaries or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.